So I have to ask, have you been to Spotting Big Fatty lately?
I have not.
That shit cracks me up. it just cracks me up. And there's some very talented Photoshoppers out there. I'm just going to say that. I've added a few things myself, but it's not, you know, it's nowhere near as intricate. I think my favorite is the one, it's a ice cream sundae or a Rocky Road sundae with a cherry on top. And Big Fatty's face is the cherry. And I just, that's hilarious. I mean, I think I know how they did it. But anyway, it's hilarious.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That shit cracks me up.
Yes, well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1277 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 19th of December, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show, y'all. I'm gonna tell you about going to supper with the Hatlandons, and we've got Archie the Snowflake. Yes. Hello, spotters. Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday, your hump day. It's hump day, y'all. It's the last hump day before Christmas. Dear Gussie. And y'all, hopefully, Big Fatty will be doing some humping. Big Fatty, please. at the beginning of today's little show, by the way, y'all, can you hear me better today now that I've got the micro hoist pointed the right way? Yes, Big Freddy, it's unbelievable how much better that micro hoist works when you actually speak into the correct side of it. Y'all, I cannot believe I did that. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old George in Atlanta. Y'all, you know he does those balcony boos, or used to anyway. And I've chewed his ass a little bit about getting back on it. That he needs to do that again. And the gay country boy, Wes, and y'all, that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, it's spelled W-E-S. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, they were talking about spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, before we go to Arch of the Snowflake, we're going to go over to spotting Big Fatty because people have been responding and sending in their pictures over there. Y'all, I believe they're keeping old spotting crazy busy. But y'all, you can never keep spotting crazy too busy. No, Big Fatty, it keeps you out of trouble. But anyway, y'all just had a lovely evening. We had Romo, we had George in Atlanta, we had Gay Country Wes and his other half Travis. We had Termly Single Tim and the Baby Zom, and we had Peter Potamus, Epi Louie, as his new name is. Big Fatty, tell him why it's Epi Louie, y'all. I gave him a card. Instead of writing Apollonius, I wrote Epi Louie. Poor Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, we had our supper at the Colonnade Restaurant. Y'all, this is an old-time Atlanta restaurant, y'all. They don't even take credit cards, cash money only. And y'all, it's just good. It's just real good, and it's full of old Atlanta folks and the gays. And y'all, they call it the clientele is the gray and the gray. The Freddy, you fucked it up. The gray and the gays. And I had the fried chicken. And y'all, it came with two bazooms and two wings and two sides. And a Tanqueray and tonic with two limes. Yes, Big Fatty. Everything came in twos. And y'all just had a real good time. Y'all, then we went out to Cock-a-Doodle-Doo's afterwards. That's the gentleman's club where the boys get up on the bar and they dance for your pleasure. And some of us, I won't mention who, but some of us had more pleasure at Cock-a-Doodle-Doo's than the rest of us. But y'all, it was just lovely. But y'all, at the dinner, the Hatlantons gave Big Fatty a big old bag. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, the boys, they all signed a card, and on the front of it, some sort of vomit, and it says, wishing you a furry crema, and you open it up, And y'all, the furry varmint's head just dances all around. And it's just lovely. And it says, all your happiest new and your happiest new year yet. And y'all, they also gave me a Merry Oaky micro hoist for ages 3 and above. Yes! Well, y'all, the last time we were over here at Spot and Big Fatty, y'all, that was a brofkus omelet. It was delicious. Y'all, I believe the last one was Steve and the Uck had a picture of a hand up in Big Fatty's butt. Fatty, please. Y'all, B.W. Valentine found a picture of Big Fatty, a big old bunch of Big Fatty pigs. Running, and it there's a cow yelling, "It's a hampede, Big Fatty." That's a good one. I like that one. Y'all, the next one is also from B.W. Valentine, and there's a picture of Big Fatty inside of a wreath, and y'all, the people talking, and it says, "I thought it would make the commons a little more festive." Y'all, I don't understand what that means. Big Fatty. And y'all, BW Valentine, y'all, she's been on it. Y'all, Big Fatty, is it some sort of auto repair shop? Y'all, it's so no, it's a butcher shop. Big Fatty.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Today's holiday spectacular, Archer the Snowflake, is brought to you without commercial interruption by Soy Candles by Phoebes.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows. Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of Grey Ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound. Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Now, many of you know about the Podfather and the inventor of iTunes, Archer the Snowflake. And you know about the boyfriend, Archer's strange eating habits, and his desire to over-celebrate his birthday. But do you know how it all got started? Pull up a chair and I'll tell you. Christmas Eve, after Al Gore invented the interwebs, a series of wires and tubes, Archer and his Cajun boyfriend were having afternoon snuggles prior to a delicious dinner of crispy tilapia and canned soup. Archer was awakened with a bad case of acid reflux and ventured into his cluttered living room to look at the pretty lights on his holiday tree. Soon after, the boyfriend, who had a cold which made him sound like he lived in San Diego, entered the room somewhat uncomfortable about what he was about to say.
Archer, my snowflake darling, I've got to get something off my chest.
After removing his shirt, he continued.
You know I'm so lovey-dovey about you that it tends to nauseate what's left of our friends. We can't go to dinner parties because of your eating. I can't walk through this condo without falling over the clutter, and your tree needs more ornaments. Honey Bunny Lambsy Pie. I'm also tired of having to get price checks on boxes of Kotex at the store for you. I want you to get a hobby, something new and exciting, something to bring you out of your shell. I'm going to New Orleans for a couple of months to let you focus on this, but I'll be back soon and we can start a new life together.
Well, the news rocked Snowflake's world so much that he stopped speaking. He went straight to working and removed all the clutter and turned with a jerk. I'm getting my stories confused. After all, I am old. So when springtime returned to Snowflake's home, so did the boyfriend. He was so pleased with the cleanup that he made a promise to give Archer a cookie every time he came to visit. But there was still the problem of a hobby. He noticed Archer, now his spring daffodil, spending a lot of time on his iMac.
What are you Googling over there, daffodil?
The response from Archer was always the same two words.
Happy birthday.
The boyfriend tried many things to get Daffodil to talk, like getting him drunk on wine, listening to church bells, and showing him random abandoned gloves on a park bench.
Another glass of wine, my sugar lump? Don't you just love the bells, my little apple dump? Take a picture of those abandoned gloves on the bench, cutie pie.
Nothing worked. So the boyfriend attempted one last thing. He invited Archer's last two friends on Earth over for dinner on Wednesday, April 20th.
Busy, busy, busy. I don't have time for this dinner, but I suppose I need to make an appearance. Now, where is that plaid shirt of mine? It's one of my favorite shirts, given to me by a group of Marty Dykes on bikes.
He spent all day making real food for Daffodil's friends, a fairy princess, and a weary traveler from the southern hemisphere. He also wanted Archer to have his favorite canned foods and an industrial white sheet cake. So, this unseasonably cold day in April 2005, Archer was enjoying a smoky treat on the balcony. But something was up. His mind was racing. You could see it in his eyes. The doorbell rings. The doorbell rings as the weary traveler arrives first.
The door's open. Come on in.
Hello, Mr. Boyfriend. I'll show myself in as I'm sure you are busy, busy, busy opening cans in the kitchen.
Not seeing Archer, he begins to nose around the place, and he's taken aback when entering the loo.
Dear God, shag carpeting on the toilet tank and a padded toilet seat? Does Big Fatty live here too?
Well, Archer, who's feeling more like a snowflake than a daffodil, comes in from the balcony and begins cleaning crumbs out of the toaster when the fairy princess arrives.
Honey, will you answer the door while I baste the wild turducken and check on the root vegetable souffle?
He opens the door and invites in the fairy princess.
Hi, Archer. Thanks for inviting me to your house. I brought a vegetable tray for nibbles. So what's the occasion we're celebrating tonight?
Happy birthday.
Oh, it's your birthday? How nice.
The weary traveler rejoins the group as they sit down to dinner. The conversation is mainly between the boyfriend and the guests until Archer becomes a broken record.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, you mentioned that already.
Happy birthday.
Okay, we got it. Have some celery.
Happy birthday.
Look, there's no need to mention it again.
Happy birthday.
I've had enough of this, you greedy old man. First you say your birthday's in May. Then you claim October as a second birthday month, and here it is April 20th, and Jesus, now you're trying to weasel another birthday onto the calendar?
The fairy princess can take no more and sloshes her wine at Archer. Unfortunately, it gushes all over the weary traveler's plaid shirt.
Look what you've done. You spilled blush wine all over my special plaid shirt.
Oh my, oh my. Let me take your shirt and place it on the bed to dry.
I'm out of here, and thanks for serving us your cheap wine tonight.
Well, yes, that was interesting. Radish rosette, anyone?
Archer runs to the bathroom and closes the door. After a few minutes, he returns wearing the weary traveler's shirt. There's a new gleam in his eye as he rushes to his iMac computer and pulls out a microphone. The others are taken aback when something other than
"Happy birthday"
comes out of his mouth.
"You look like you're about to broadcast something."
"An Archer radio show? Aren't you too busy, busy, busy for something like that?"
"Hello, and welcome to the first podcast of Archer Radio." "Excuse me. excuse me. All kinds of things. Talking about, doing a lot of walking. It was just like I don't know why, I just, walking a lot. But anyway, a partier is like a major gay guy who just, you know, is like podcasting people, you know, cross paths in one podcast. So I don't know what I will talk about. I really don't know. It may just be useless drivel. Just basically love my Apple computers and really going to try my best to hold it at 10 minutes because I'll be happy. Excuse me. And I really wanted to keep this under 10 minutes. Unless I'm excuse me. Excuse me. I think I'm going to bring this podcast to a close and just say that I hope you enjoyed it.
And with that, Archer the Snowflake began talking again. The weary traveler was amazed with the magical abilities that Plaid seemed to have on Archer. In fact, he left the shirt and returned home with his nipples exposed to the TSA. Snowflake mended fences with the fairy princess and eventually returned the Plaid shirt to the weary traveler, but not before the boyfriend bought him a wardrobe of all things Plaid. So now you know the story of Archer and how he became the podfather of Plaid. Oh, he still likes to say
"Happy birthday."
But there's so much more coming out of his mouth now. In fact, to this day, he hasn't shut up. As his head hits the pillow every night, he whispers to himself, "Good night, fairy princess." Is this music too loud?
Yes, the music is always too loud.
Bumpity bump bump, bumpity bump bump, hitting the mic he goes. Coughity cough cough, coughity cough cough, on more than 800 shows.
Archer the Snowflake was a jolly drunk old soul, with a smoky treat and a big red nose, 'cause of great ghost wine we're told. Archer the Snowflake ain't no veggie, so they say. The podfather of the interwebs, they say he's here to stay. There must have been some magic in that old plaid shirt he found. When the boyfriend placed it on the bed, he became a podcasting hound.
Oh, Archer the Snowflake started speaking that April day, but he'll never let any listener forget that October is his birthday.
Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I'm going to post a picture of my lovely chroma card and my Merioki microphone. Y'all, it makes, you can press a button, it makes you talk like a Sassy from the Stink Cast. Listen. Okay, so anyway, y'all, old Peter Potamus had a game for us to play at the supper last night, and what it was is everybody took the cellular telephonic device and they placed it in the middle of the table, and the object of the game was that the first person that touched the cell phone had to pay for the entire dinner if the dinner wasn't over. And y'all, we all stayed off our phone and we all had a wonderful time, didn't we, George?
That shit cracks me up.
Oh, I just thought it was lovely also. See you tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me! Yeah.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.